and jam fans across the globe. On 93.3 CFMU.
You are listening to the Almost Famous Radio Show with Izzy and Mojo Man on 93.3 CFMU.
I am the Mojo Man, and I'm here with Izzy. Izzy, say hello.
Hello out there, everyone.
Yes, we are here to profile the acts, the artists, and the also-rans. We play their music, talk about their history, and their place in the pantheon of rock. Izzy, who are we going to cover tonight?
Yeah, we're going to do a monk rock band.
Monk rock? What the hell's that?
Well, that's the punk energy and political overtones combined with the mod style and lifestyle driven by stylish, slick suits and bluesy Motown grooves. Mojo, I'm talking about The Jam.
Oh, The Jam.
Yeah, Mojo, The Jam were an English punk rock mod revival band active during the late 70s and early 80s, a great effing band.
Cool. So they were doing the mod rock psychedelic thing.
Exactly. Yeah, let's begin with the fast track on The Jam, Mojo, okay?
Sounds good.
Yeah, the formation of the band, and we're looking at the years 72 to about 77, all right?
Mm-hmm.
The Jam formed in Surrey, England in 1972. The lineup was fluid at this stage, consisting of our good friend Paul Weller on guitar and lead vocals, together with various friends at Shearwater Secondary School. Again, starting off young, Mojo, that's the common theme here.
It is.
Yeah, lineup began to solidify in the mid-70s with Weller, guitarist Steve Brooks, and drummer Rick Buckler.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, in the early years, Mojo, their sets consisted of covers of early American rock and roll songs by the likes of Chuck Berry and Little Richard, man.
Yes, R&Bs.
And it continued up until Weller discovered The Who's debut album, My Generation, and became fascinated with mod music and lifestyle.
My Generation.
That's the one. As he said later, I saw that through becoming a mod, it would give me the base and angle to write from, and this is what they eventually did.
Mod rock.
They went out, bought some nice flashy suits, and started playing Motown stacks and Atlantic covers.
Cool.
All right, continuing on the fast track, eventually Brooks left the band and was not replaced. Up to this point, Weller had been playing bass, and Bruce Foxton had been the band's second guitar player. He persuaded Foxton to take over, man, and there you have it.
Yeah, so these guys had that angry young man attitude coming off the rock and roll generation and going into the punk generation, but they kept the smartly tailored suits that was known for the mods instead of ripped clothes and spitting and lousy t-shirts and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And they incorporated all that, those R&B influences into their music, but with a little more punkish style to it. So when we talk about the mod revivalism of them, they're sort of imitating The Who and The Kinks and all those bands that they grew up on.
Yeah, and I think a point here to remember is The Jam embraced these 1960s rock influences, okay, during a time where these other bands coming up were saying they've had enough. The Jam embraced while the other ones let go. Big difference between that.
For sure. Yeah, Izzy, to finish this off, these guys had 18 consecutive top 40 singles in the UK, and from their debut album in 1977 to their breakup in December 1982, that included 4 number one hits. And we hardly ever hear about these guys because it's all UK focused, right?
Yeah, Mojo, this band had a stellar record of top singles in the UK, consistently driven and a great band. So let's go to some music. What are we going to hear, Mojo?
Let's hear In the City, the first single that they had out, and it went on to their album, In the City, their first album as well. Let's hear it. Go!
Fool. I won't say still tried.
In the City from The Jam, our focus on the Almost Famous Radio Show. What a way to open up. That was from the self-titled debut Jam album back in April of 1977. A couple of things I'll say about that. The Jam were political, as you can tell from that song where they're condemning police brutality in the song In the City. And even as he pointed out what he saw was wrong and demanded change, Weller's lyrics, which is quite interesting, still reflected a deep affection for the idealized vision of England, Mojo.
England!
Much in the style of the Kinks' Ray Davies. Big contrast from the Pistols, also a contrast from the Clash as well.
Yes.
Let's keep moving.
All right. So let's go to a single here that was released in 1977. It's called The Modern World, and then it was put on the album This Is the Modern World, and it was the first track off of that. Let's listen to that. Get it going again. All right.
This is a modern world. This is the modern world.
Yes, you just listened to The Modern World, and that was from the album This Is the Modern World, released later in 1977. The Modern World, England, 1977, Mojo, rampant unemployment, racism, the National Front. What more?
I don't know. Yeah, so it was the really modern world back in 1977 compared to today. Like, think about it, eh?
Yes, indeed.
Anyway, so moving on, let's go to the next album. And it's called All Mod Cons. It was released in March 1978. And we're going to hear a couple songs off of that. The first song, All Mod Cons. And the second song, To Be Someone, Didn't We Have a Nice Time? Let's play.
Time. star. Yes, I think I would like that. To be rich in heaven, that's a man's. Have lots of girls to prove that I'm a man and be number one. Liked by everyone.
For March 1978's release of All Mod Cons, we heard the self-titled All Mod Cons, and we also heard To Be Someone, Didn't We Have a Nice Time? Two exemplary tracks proving how tight that three-piece outfit the Jam was.
That's right, Izzy. And speaking of tight outfits, etc., let's talk a bit about the mods and the rockers of England. And let the audience know what they're about and what this is sort of relating to when we're referring to mods and the songs All Mod Cons, etc., etc. The mods and the rockers were two conflicting British youth subcultures of the early mid-60s and part of the 70s, early 70s. And they were against each other. They were clashing all the time and fighting. And this caused a big uproar with the British establishment at the time. They were a little worried about what was going on there. So the rockers were into the motorcycling and the leather jackets and boots and all the kind of style of that. And they're sort of imitating Marlon Brando from The Wild One. And their hairstyles were pompadours, sort of like the Elvis kind of look. And they preferred also rock and roll like Eddie Cocker and Gene Vincent and Bo Diddley.
Yeah, in North America, they'd most commonly be referred to as greasers, I would think.
Yeah, back then, yeah, for sure. Now, the mods, on the other hand, they were centered on fashion and music, and they rode scooters. So they're associated more with, like, the Kinks and the Who and bands like that. And those guys, their music genres were like soul, rhythm and blues, ska, and beat music.
Yes, for those listeners interested in knowing more about the mods versus rockers, I suggest you check out the 1978 motion picture release entitled Quadrophenia, starring Phil Daniels, and Sting makes a cameo appearance. That'll tell you what you need to know.
And that had the Who's music in there, obviously, too. Anyway, let's get back to our music here that we're playing. And again, off the album All Mod Cons, we're going to play Mr. Clean and a Kinks cover, David Watts. Listen up.
Daylight dawns, you wake up and you're Mr. Clean. From the one you love most and you leave.
dreams and past the loss. I could wish I could be like David Wise. I could wish I could be like David Wise. I could cover my life like David Wise. I could wish I could be like David Wise. Ba 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 ba.
All right, two songs in there from The Jam, our focus here on the Almost Famous Radio Show. First song we listened to, Mojo, was Mr. Clean, and the second one we followed it up with was David Watts. Your thoughts?
Yeah, those are off Almad Khan's album.
Hmm.
And yeah, David Watts is a cover of the Kinks song, David Watts. And we know that Paul Weller was a big Ray Davies fan, and that's why he... did that cover, and that's where he based a lot of his lyrics on, trying to listen to the Kinks to get ideas from him.
Funny you should say that, Mojo. Guess what time it is?
I don't know. What time is it?
You know.
Oh,
six degrees of separation. So what are we going to hear today?
Well, since we're just talking about the Kinks being a big influence for Paul Weller, let's do a Kinks song. And they also like The Who a lot, so let's do a Who song. So let's do, from the Kinks, Waterloo Sunset.
Very good.
And from The Who, The Kids Are All Right.
All right. Dig it.
Paradise.
That was Waterloo Sunset from The Kinks, and followed by The Kids Are All Right from The Who's My Generation. Back-to-back tracks that epitomize the mod culture.
The mods.
That's it. With The Jam, too, as well. Does it get any better?
I don't think so, Izzy. Let's get back into some more of The Jam, then. All right, so we got two numbers here. First one's In the Crowd off of All Mod Cons, and the second one's a single. It's called That's Entertainment. Two great tracks. Here we go. Mm-hmm.
anything. My mind goes a blank in the humid sunshine when I'm in the crowd. I don't see anything. I fall into a trance at the supermarket. The night blows me along as I catch falling cans. Our babies are toast. Technology is the most. And everyone sees just like me. They struggle hard to set themselves free and waiting for the change. When I'm in the crowd, I can't remember my name. And my only link is plastic walls I scream. When I'm in the crowd, I don't see anything. Sometimes I think that it's a bluff. An equilibrium melting pot, the government sponsors on the hand. When I'm in the crowd, when I'm in the crowd, when I'm in the crowd. Sunshine when I'm in the crowd, I don't see anything. And like you say,
Almost Famous Radio Show, 93.3 CFMU. Two tracks in there from The Jam. We listened to First in the Crowd, and we followed that up with That's Entertainment. And The Jam are truly entertaining.
For sure. Well, let's keep this moving along then and play a couple more tunes. We're going to hear Billy Hunt, another song off of All Mod Cons. And then we're going to hear a song called Going Underground. And that, there's a story behind that. It was released as a single, and the other side was called Dreams of Children. And what happened at the pressing, the two sides got mixed up, and the song Dreams of Children got put on the A side instead of the B side. But then the DJs discovered that Going Underground was a little better song, so they started playing that all the time, and that became a big hit. And it got put on all their compilation albums after that.
All right, let's get to it, Mojo. Put them on.
All right.
If it's not you moaning and it's someone else, jam it down my throat every chance you get. If it's not you crying and it's probably me, you're a little dog messing up my dream. Really hard to imagine the world full of strippers and lawmaker girls. Billy Hunt, Billy Hunt, Billy, 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 Billy Hunt, Billy Hunt, Billy, 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 Billy Hunt, Billy Hunt, Billy, 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 Billy Hunt. I remember the first day at my job. I didn't get on too well with that for my fuck. Do this, do that, down here, stop for a cop. He used to be a sergeant in the area. No one pushes Billy Hunt around. Will it do, but not for long. When I can feel it grow my attic. How I was gonna wish you were born. Billy Hunt, Billy Hunt, Billy, Billy, Billy. Billy Hunt, Billy Hunt, Billy, Billy, Billy. Billy Hunt, Billy Hunt, Billy, Billy, Billy. Billy Hunt. I could be a Superman, satisfying a will that I wanted to. I could be a duo machine. I could sell the steel fast in a thing or two. Someone else jumping down my throat every chance you get.
that you crying, then it's probably me. You're a little dog messing up my tree. No one pushes Billy Hunt around. We're the two, but not for long. When I get bitten for my alley comes, how else gonna wish you were born? Billy Hunt, Billy Hunt, Billy, Billy, Billy. Billy Hunt, Billy Hunt.
Just heard two tracks from The Jam. The first track was Billy Hunt, and the second track we heard was Going Underground. The public gets what the public wants, and they sure did with The Jam from 77 and beyond, man, I tell you.
They did.
All right, over to you.
All right. Well, let's hear two more songs, two last songs off of All Mod Cons. We're going to hear Down in the Tube and A-Bomb in Water Street.
All right, let's get to them.
All right.
Who love them forever. Christ 30 steps. Repeat my own and reflect my thoughts. Calling and inviting, partially naked, with some far toughy rappers and the smallest papers. Mr. Jones got run down. Headlines of death and sorrow, they tell of tomorrow. Madmen on the rampage, and I'm down in a juice station at midnight. Fumble for change, pull out the queen, smiling, beguiling. I put in the money and pull out a plum behind me. Whispers in the shadows, gruff blazing voices, hating, waiting. Hey boy, they shout, have you got any money? And I say, I've a little money and I take away curry. I'm on the way home to my wife. She's been lining up the cutlery and now she's expecting me. Polishing her glasses and pulling out the cork. I'm down in a Tuesday set at midnight. I first felt a fist and then a kick. Could now smell their breath. They smelt of pubs and wormwood scrubs and too many right-wing meetings. My life swam around me. It took a look and drowned me in its own existence. The smell of brown leather, even eating with the weather, filled my eyes, his nose, and mouth, it blew till my senses couldn't see. Speaking in longer, I'm down in a Tuesday till the midnight. I said I was down in a Tuesday till the midnight. The last thing I know, so the light there on the post, Jesus Christ, fight it by, like the
You're listening to Almost Famous on CFMU FM 93.3. You just heard Down in the Tube at Midnight and A-Bomb in Water Street, both from AMC, All Mod Cons. Okay, over to you, Izzy, about what comes next with the band.
Well, my friends, as the band's popularity increases, Weller becomes restless and then wants to get into a different kind of music, a more soulful, melodic style of music with some broader instrumentation. And as a result of that, in 1982, he announces that the Jam would disband at the end of the year.
Oh, really, eh?
Yeah. The action comes also as a surprise to both Foxton and Buckler, who are thinking they're just getting big here, and all of a sudden a carpet is pulled out and off goes Weller.
Sounds like a variation on the creative differences thing again, right, Izzy?
Common, common theme.
Yes.
All right, so Weller moves on to form the band called the Style Council.
Oh, yeah.
Which was quite active and big in the mid-80s.
Mm-hmm.
Foxton and Buckler, still active in music. As are all three, I should say. Weller's got a good solo career going.
Mm-hmm.
And that brings us to the last album.
All right, well, I'll talk about that then.
Absolutely.
The 1982 album, The Gift, was their final album, and it had a massive commercial success, peaking at number one in the UK, and it featured several soul, funk, and R&B stylized songs, and most notably, the one we're going to hear, the number one hit, Town Called Malice. So this song is another reality-based tale dealing with the hardships of life in the small, downtrodden English town. And it's one of the few Jam songs Weller still performs at his concerts. So when the Town Called Malice reached number one, the group had the honor of performing it on Top of the Pops. So let's give it a listen. A Town Called Malice by the Jam, one of their biggest hits. Here we go.
Yes, we just heard A Town Called Malice from the Jam's final album, their 1982 LP, The Gift.
Great song. One of their most recognizable tunes for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're going to move on to our final thoughts about the Jam Mojo. Three things come to mind. First being mod revivalists.
Mm-hmm.
Second being political and idealistic at the same time. Very
yes,
important.
For sure.
Third, I think they deserve a place right up beside the Pistols and the Clash for the work they did for that time period, 1977 to 82. That triumvirate, and that's what they need to do, is make it a triumvirate. The Clash, the Pistols, the Jam.
I agree.
Your thoughts on the Jam, sir?
Oh, great beats, great music, great lyrics, also great influences, The Who, The Kinks, and a whole bunch of others. And it's a shame that they didn't make it big in the United States and another one of those bands, and that's why they're featured on Almost Famous, because they're not famous everywhere, which is a shame for all the hits that they had and all the good music they played.
Speaking of the hits, it's time to hit the road with the Almost Famous Radio Show. Good night from Izzy.
Good night from Mojo Man. See you next time.